We're going to talk about a couple of after-school programs that are available to take advantage of through the community healing centers here in Kalamazoo. Our guests are Janiqua Walker, who is the program supervisor for the street program. Janiqua, good morning.
Good morning. Hello, everyone.
Good to have you with us. Jennifer Hirado is with us as well, youth specialist with Community Healing Centers. Thanks for being with us as well.
Thank you for having us.
Janiqua, we'll start with you. STREET stands for what?
So STREET is an acronym which stands for Survive, Trust, Resources, Education, Empowerment. And with us providing all those skills and resources to the boys, we will in the end become they, which is they will become future leaders in their community.
Give us a little overview of the program, how it works, and what the end result would be for those who participate in it.
Okay, so basically STREET is a prevention program. We focus greatly on the dangers of substance abuse, drug use, alcohol use. We also focus on life skills, coping with anger, social-emotional learning skills, whether that is decision-making, personal responsibility, pretty much anything you name it. We promote academic success. One branch of my role there at the job is to be a bridge to the parents, the school, and to the students. So we try to make sure we're on the same page with how they're doing at home, how they're doing at school, and then also how they're doing that program, just so that they're able to, and they're being all that they can be.
Also with us, Jennifer Hirado, who is a youth specialist with Community Healing Centers. Tell us a little bit about programs that you're involved in.
So I'm a youth specialist for Girls of the Heart, otherwise known as Niñas del Corazón. We serve adolescent girls ages 8 to 18 with a highlight on Spanish-speaking and Latina youth in the Edison community in Kalamazoo. And our mission is just to help the girls navigate barriers and lead towards a healing future. We do that through putting a spotlight on academic achievement, boosting self-esteem, and just overall connecting the girls to positive relationships in the community.
And the end result of this would be?
The participants become more outspoken and they get connected to different resources that they might need.
Mm-hmm. Well, Janiqua, you told us a little bit about the STREET program. What are some of the results that you've seen from this, some of the growth that you've seen from the students that you've worked with?
So I would say I did leave out a couple of things. So we serve all boys ages 10 to 17.
Okay.
And I had to point that out.
Okay.
I would say the biggest growth, because we focus much on leadership and them becoming mentors in the future. So we talk to them a lot about personal responsibility, accountability. And I would say, I've been at the program for about 6 years now. It'll be 6 years in October. And the biggest thing I've seen is seeing them come from young, let's say like 10-year-old timid young men to now they're like advocating for themselves. They're exploring the career field, developing work ethics. Also with some of the younger boys that's like around 11 to 13 in the program, when we talk to them about accountability, they take on leadership roles at program. So they're leading good progress. They're holding each other accountable. I think that is the greatest aspect in seeing them grow, because they went from not really having much self-esteem to now seeing themselves step up and they're able to stand for themselves, talk to their peers, and help and encourage each other. So I would say that's one of the biggest things.
All right, Jennifer, have you seen similar growth in the program you work with?
Yeah, definitely see a lot of that mentorship and like peer connection, since there is such a big age range. We see a lot of the older girls kind of leading more for the younger girls, and just seeing them go out and do like volunteer work and get connected kind of gives them a better like sense of belongingness and like assimilation that they can have within each other.
Well, for either one of you, how do parents get their kids involved in these programs, or how do the kids themselves get involved in these programs?
So, one, we have our Facebook page. You can look up the STREET - Community Healing Center page on Facebook. That tells you all our contact information. We also have a communityhealingcenter.org where you can find the after-school programs, both Niñas and STREET. And then also just kind of word of mouth, I go to the schools and advocate and do outreach. So you might find some flyers at Maple Elementary, Hillside Middle, and Linden Grove, Central, things like that. So, look us up.
And Jennifer, you spread the word as well about your program, I'm sure.
Yep. We're through Community Healing Center, and we are in partnership with El Concilio.
Okay, very good. Well, you've heard about a couple of the programs with the Community Healing Centers, after-school programs for youth in our community, communityhealingcenters.org. On the web, our guest, Street Program Supervisor, Janiqua Walker, and a youth specialist with the Girls of the Heart program, Jennifer Hirado. They've been our guests here on WKZO this morning from Community Healing Centers. Thanks to both of you for sharing this valuable information with us, and good to know these programs are available to our youth in our community.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.